meeting. All right, first item on the agenda this evening. Can I get staff to do a roll call?
Yes. Tron?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Earnshaw?
Here.
Roll? Gehring?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
All righty. Are there any revisions to the agenda this evening?
There are no revisions.
Okay, thank you. Any appearance requests?
Not at this point, but I believe if anybody is wanting to speak to any of the items, they can come and sign up here with Anthony.
Thank you, Erin.
Except for applicants.
Except for the applicants, of course, because that would be a part of the...
Yeah, a part of the procedures. Okay. And are there any announcements this evening?
I did just want to remind everyone that the May Planning Commission meeting will be scheduled for May 14th. Which is the second Thursday. Your two-thirds of the planning department will be out of town the third Thursday. So again, we're looking at May 14th for the planning commission meeting, and that will start at 6 o'clock.
Alrighty.
If that is what the commission wishes, mm-hmm. Which we talked about last month.
Yeah. Are there any objections to that, commissioners? Well, thank you for staff making sure we have a meeting when you guys are here. Not sure how that would work. Alrighty, moving forward, we'll look at our minutes from the Planning Commission and Planning Board meeting on March 26, 2015. Are there any concerns from the Commission on these minutes? All right. I'll just need a motion to approve the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 26, 2015 meeting.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes? And I'll call for a vote for approval of the minutes for the Planning Commission and Planning Board meeting, March 26, 2015. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. And the March 26, 2015 minutes are approved. And now we'll move forward to our public hearing action items. First item is Resolution 2015-10, a resolution approving a conditional use permit for a behavioral health and wellness clinic on Lot 2, Block 4, Ilulac Subdivision, located at 529 Bjorka Drive. Are there any ex parte communications or potential conflicts on this item from commissioners? Hearing none, we'll move forward with the staff presentation then.
Thank you. So, as you mentioned in the title, this is a conditional use permit application. The requested use would be a pretty specific use, so it's a behavioral health and wellness clinic. And that particular use is exactly what's been going on in the previous building, which was the one downtown on West Broadway. And we kind of looked at something similar last month, where both the Q Tribe and the APIA Wellness Center are having to move out of that building. So as a result of that, right now, the APIA Behavioral Health and Wellness Clinic is looking for a new location, and at the moment, they're kind of in the Intersea Mall. They're renting one of the units there. So for a more permanent location, they're looking at this house, and I can pull up the location map. Just something interesting to look at. So So it's that house right there, and that was really identified by APIA staff because it really meets their needs much better than anything else they're looking at. They do want to have the option of housing an employee, so a healthcare provider or APIA employee would be able to live in the house, and then other portions of the house would be for treating patients and seeing people kind of coming and going. So the concerns with this are kind of outlined in the staff report, and I think the best way to look at it would be to go over the conditions that I wrote in the resolution. So this is the resolution that I'm proposing to the commission. So in my opinion, these conditions would be necessary for finding that this conditional use would meet the requirements. So let's just go through 1 through 5. So the first one, it would say that a fire marshal approval would have to be reviewed, and the fire marshal approval would have to be submitted to the planning department before we issue the conditional use permit itself. And that's actually essentially just a restatement of fact anyway, because when you do begin a new occupancy and it's not a residential but on the commercial side of occupancy, you need a fire marshal review. So that is going to be the case. And then 2 through 5 are more specific to this application. So number 2 kind of involves the parking. So they would need to submit a parking plan, again, before we issue the conditional use permit. So the way I have it worded is 5 parking spaces, and that's essentially drawn from our current code and what we would require for parking for what they're requesting to do. So essentially showing 5 parking spaces, and then of course that parking would need to be maintained throughout the use. So as long as they're operating this at that location, they have to have 5 spaces there. And I did a site visit, and I looked around on the property a little bit, and there's easily enough space for 5 parking spaces, and the spaces look like they would meet the requirements of being 20 feet long, 9 feet wide, basically what we require of everybody. So that parking, that would be one issue, and that's obviously to make sure that there's not overflow parking in the road or neighboring lots or anything like that. So number 3 would be no change to the outside of the building or the premises. So they do have to make a modification for handicap accessibility, which I was told was specifically because they need that to be able to get certain grants that they need to function. So that would be necessary. But other than that, as would typically be required of a commercial use in a residential area, no visible evidence from the outside of the conduct of the proposed use, other than one sign. And in the code for other commercial uses, it usually would say 1 square foot sign, which is just extremely small. So that is a pretty restrictive requirement. I put 21 square feet in my draft resolution, and I recommend going with that because that happens to be the size of their current sign, and they told me that they did plan on continuing to use that sign. So it would be non-illuminated and mounted flat against the building. Hours of operation are limited to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So this would not, based on this condition, this would not be the kind of clinic that would be doing overnight visits or late night stuff. The only time that a patient would be able to be at the clinic would be up until 6 p.m. So, and then the last one is that it would be allowed to have one residential unit, not two. The zoning allows for two, but based on the circumstances and the intensity of that use, they would be allowed one residential unit, and that would be strictly reserved for APIA employees or contracted professionals related to the operation of the clinic itself. So, and that's one of the things that they want to do to be able to provide a better service in their behavioral health and wellness clinic. So, with those conditions that I've crafted here, I recommend approval, and it meets the three tests of code, and I think that with those conditions, you're meeting these three tests of code. So if anybody has any questions, I can answer them.
Commissioner Earnshaw?
Did we receive any inquiries from other landowners around that area that have concerns or comments regarding this issue?
No one stated an opinion. One person contacted asking questions, and we just kind of gave them the facts, a brief version of what I just said, essentially. But I haven't heard any opinions or comments on it.
Thank you.
I have a question. Are they planning on purchasing the home or leasing the home?
They don't know yet.
Oh, they're not sure yet. Just going back to point three, no, and I'm new to this whole thing, so no change in the outside of the building or premises aside from the modifications for the accessibility, but then a sign. If they purchased the home, they wouldn't be able to do anything structurally on the outside? I guess that confuses me a little bit.
Right. Yeah, so the way that it would work is, as long as they're using the rights granted to them specifically by this conditional use permit, then they would be bound by the conditions. So if they wanted to abandon the conditional use permit and go back to being residential, then they would have the same rights as any other landowner to modify the house.
Okay. Thanks.
And Commissioner Gehring, I think we'll get a chance to also ask questions of the applicant here shortly, too, so perhaps they could clear up some concerns possibly about the purchase or anything changes later. Thank you, though. So were there any other questions for staff on this item? Hearing none, thank you, commissioners. We'll move forward then to the applicant presentation. Yes.
For the record, I just wanted to say that Lottie Roll is now present as of 6:10. So.
Thank you. Yes, I took note of that, and thank you for doing that.
Hello, my name is Dr. Cody Chip. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I work for the Aleutian for Lafayette Association. And I just want to thank the commission for hearing our request for this conditional use for this property. I don't know if there's any specific questions that you'd like to be answered at this time.
If there are any questions from commissioners for the applicant, now would be a great time to take those up. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for attending.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think perhaps maybe one thing I think I, one of the commissioners was concerned about or curious about was if you guys are purchasing the home. Right now, it doesn't seem like that may be in the plans, but. Yeah, sorry. It just for the record, it streams it better.
Yeah. I'm not in direct involvement in the purchase or lease, but from what I understand is an offer has been submitted to the current landowner to purchase the property from the Aleutian Pearl Island Association overarching entity.
Yes.
And then they will in turn lease it to the Behavioral Health Department. Hmm. So it's kind of both, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will be the idea is that it will be purchased upon the pass of this conditional use permit.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we'll move forward, and thank you to the applicant for speaking on that. Moving forward, are there any members of the public who would like to testify on this item this evening? If you'd like to, please sign it with Anthony or let us know. Alright,
nope, nobody has signed up as of yet, but if anybody would like to, it would be a good time to speak up.
Okay. All right, then I guess we'll close the public hearing and we'll move forward with a commission discussion. And I'll just need a motion to move forward.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2015-10.
The motion carries, and we'll begin our discussion on this item amongst the commission. Do any commissioners have thoughts on this item? One thing in meeting with staff prior to this meeting was what would happen if this conditional use were to change, or the use of this property were to change into a more permanent kind of arrangement in this area that's zoned as residential. I had just that thought. For staff.
Would you like a comment from staff on that?
Yes, please. Sorry.
So the conditional use permit itself is permanent. What really makes it conditional is that it's extremely specific to the use that's allowed, which is listed on the resolution as behavioral health and wellness clinic. So it doesn't really allow a ton of flexibility in terms of trying to change it into something else. And the conditions really specify, you know, a lot of details about what has to be maintained there to protect the community and the surrounding property owners. But the permit itself is permanent. As long as they continue the use, then it's okay. If they discontinue the use, there are some provisions where it would become invalid and they'd have to get another one. But it essentially is permanent, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty. Well, if there are no other comments, we'll move. We'll close the commission discussion. And I'll just need a motion to move forward. Oh. All right, we'll move forward with the vote then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is number 7, resolution 2015-11, a resolution approving preliminary plat of Echeverria subdivision, a replat of lot 2, Baker subdivision, located at 285 Ravenway. Are there any potential ex parte communications or potential conflicts of interest from commissioners on this item? Hearing none, we'll move forward with the staff presentation.
Thank you. So this is a subdivision plat, and we kind of discussed this in pretty good detail 2 months ago in February, and that was when we, as a commission, considered and approved the variance for the access requirement for this subdivision. So as a result of approving that, now the applicant is able to propose the subdivision, and that's what we're looking at here. So essentially for the review, we have to make sure that it conforms to all of the standards, just like we do with every subdivision. The one little sentence in the code about having direct access to the right-of-way, because of the variance, we sort of just ignore that sentence, but we consider everything else that has to do with subdivision regulations that are in the code. So, there's a lot of conditions to discuss, so I think the best way to look at it would be to talk about the conditions, and we should also, I'm going to pull up the image of the plat itself, which is here. And rotated. Yeah. Okay, that's easier to read. So, that's just an image of the plat itself, but so as I said in the beginning, this would be the access easement to access the two properties in the back. Neither of the properties actually makes contact with the right-of-way directly. But aside from that, there are no major issues with the subdivision. I do have a list of conditions on the resolution, and I'll go through and just talk about each one really briefly, so everyone's on the same page and we know what we're looking at. So, the first two requirements are showing you utility service lines and main lines, and that's just a requirement of all plats. And usually, when we get a preliminary plat, at this stage, they haven't really put on the utility lines yet, and that's okay. We can still approve it, and then after we approve it, then the surveyor will put on the utility lines so that in the future, everyone kind of knows where the utilities are. And also, utility service lines will have to actually be installed physically on the ground serving both lots before the final plat is submitted, and that'll be shown, the locations will be shown on the final plat. The third condition is that a new 20-foot easement will be granted along this new property line, and the reason for that is to make the access better, because even though this access easement goes up here, once you get to here, you only have 10 feet wide on each, actually accessing each lot. And then based on the utility, the way the utilities are going to go, actually that's going to need to be a utility easement too, because utilities are going to be running through there serving each lot. So that's fairly standard. Number four states that a note is going to be added stating the purpose of the plat, and that it's made possible by a variance, and list the number. So that's fairly straightforward. And then the plat will also distinguish between existing and proposed buildings. So they show a proposed building on lot two, and there has to be a sentence put in the notes in the plat just stating that the simple fact that showing a proposed building on lot two, even though it's okay to do in a plat, it just has to be clear that we're not saying that that building is okay to build automatically. So they still have to get a building permit and go through the regular process to build anything on lot two, just like anybody else does. So that just clarifies for legal reasons that issue. condition number six. So usually we have the surveyor put a note in the plat just listing all the current zoning requirements, and that's what condition number six is all about. And then the one additional requirement would be to say that each of these properties, lot one and lot two, will each have one single family unit, single family residential unit on each, which was part of what was discussed at the variance last time about it's okay as long as it's okay to use that access easement as long as we don't end up with four residential units total back there. So one on each lot is kind of the maximum that we're going for. And that was what was stated by the applicant at the last meeting. Note number seven talks about the containers that are over here. And this is, again, sort of kind of a legal clarification that the containers themselves aren't necessarily conforming to the zoning code. And containers do have to conform to zoning if they're used as a storage shed or something like that. It's also considered a building. So it's not going to affect anything that happens with this plat. We can still approve it, and he can still record the plat, but this is just a note added on there for the future. So everyone is aware who's using this plat, and anyone who buys that property is aware that those containers aren't necessarily allowed to be there. If you go and get another building permit, they're probably going to say you need to move those so they're not in the setback. And that's what would happen when a building permit is applied for lot two. So we're kind of letting that issue be dealt with at the building permit stage, which is most appropriate. And I consulted with the city engineer who does the building permits, and we kind of agreed that that's a good way to deal with it. So, and then conditions 8 and 9 are just about the electronic submittals that we ask every surveyor to give us at the final plat. So that's very standard. Those are on actually every single resolution that I've ever written for these plats. So that's it. That's nine conditions. And most of them are adding text over here in the notes section and just working with that easement and that sort of thing. So with those conditions, staff's opinion, this plat meets the requirements of subdivision plats and recommends approval of the resolution. So if anybody has questions, we're willing to answer.
Thank you, staff, for putting together this application. Commissioners, are there any questions for staff? Hearing none, we'll move forward then. Is the applicant here, and would he like to provide a presentation to the commission?
I guess I could explain a couple of questions. Start at one, I guess. Okay. Is the plat
here? And for the record, please state your name.
It's Joey Echeverria. And to answer his questions, and Segus is working with me to get all this stuff lined out. I don't know if he's contacted the city yet or not, but I spoke with him yesterday. The city approved the water and sewer and utilities that's already put in the road right now. It's already to the lot line. And so that's in place. I'll have that. I got it written out on my map, but Segus put that in. Those containers, though, I don't really care to have them either, but they're for use of tools, and when you get a house in, you have to hide your building material or it goes away. And that's what I've been using for all these years. They follow me around to do building stuff. So those are no big deal to me. And it is going to be a single family, as always. That's what I want. And I think it'll be a perfect spot for somebody. So, and thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Echeverria. Staff, are there any questions, or I'm sorry, commissioners, are there any questions for the applicant? Alrighty. Is there any public testimony on this item this evening? Hearing none, we'll move forward. We'll close the public hearing and we'll open up for a discussion here amongst the commission. I'll need a motion to discuss.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, commissioners. Yes, Erin.
Just to clarify, that was a motion to approve the resolution.
Yes, a motion to approve the resolution. Sorry.
Thank you. Commissioners, do we have anything to discuss on this item? Hearing none, we'll move forward and take a vote. All in favor, want to make sure I state the resolution. We are going to vote on a resolution approving preliminary plat of Echeverria Subdivision A replat of Lot 2, Baker Subdivision, located at 285 Raven Way. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries with a vote of 5. All right. Moving forward to the next item on the agenda, we are going to discuss number 8, resolution 2015-12, a resolution recommending approval of a draft city council regular meeting time from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. And are there any potential, do we need a call for a potential staff?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, we'll have the staff presentation on this item then.
Okay, the staff's presentation is going to be pretty short. We talked last month about changing the regular meeting time from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And the commission last month seemed to be pretty in favor of that. So staff has drafted the actual ordinance because this would require a change to our municipal code and has also and that ordinance would need to be approved by the city council. So staff has also drafted a resolution for the planning commission to take action on in support of that ordinance. And after assuming that you all will support that, I will then take that on up to city council, which will require 2 readings and a public hearing to actually make it official. And so staff is recommending approval based on what our discussion was last month and is happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for staff? Yeah, I think we got to hash this out last meeting, so we'll move forward then. If I could just get a motion, or actually, I'm sorry, public testimony for the evening on this item, anybody? We'll move forward then with the commission discussion.
I think it's a great idea for us to be more productive right after work, to move it to 6 o'clock and get our business done and moving forward.
Yep. I agree.
I concur with you.
All right, well, let's be more productive and have our meetings settled in stone, I guess, until the next chair or commission changes the time. I think I'll just need approval to consider.
Make a motion to approve resolution 2015-12.
I second it.
Alrighty. We'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It looks like a resolution recommending approval for a draft city council ordinance 2015-7 will move forward.
Staff likes that idea too, so thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you to the staff for their reports and for the public for being here tonight. It looks like we have no other items on the agenda unless there's objection from the commission. Alrighty, thank you everybody. Welcome to our new commissioner, Billy Joe Gehring. And good meeting.